This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in three post-budget webinars via video conferencing today. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions and regulatory, investment and ease of doing business reforms. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders, trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. The discussions will focus on policy execution, investment facilitation and technology adoption, ensuring seamless implementation of the budget's transformative measures. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the country's research and development spending has doubled in the last decade from more than 60,000 crore in 2013-14 to 1.27 lakh crore rupees. Speaking at the Disha program event in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said the Disha program will propel the country's knowledge economy and strengthen Atmanirbhar Bharat. Dr. Singh asserted that homegrown innovations in artificial intelligence, biotechnology and quantum computing will shape the country's economic future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas, including defence, security, trade, economy, health, education and people-to-people ties. During the visit, Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold discussions with Foreign Secretary David Lammy and meet with other key dignitaries to further deepen cooperation. Following this, on his two-day visit to Ireland, he will engage in talks with his Irish counterpart, Simon Harris, and other dignitaries. India strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bagchi, called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying they did not reflect the reality on the ground. Bagchi criticized Türk's reference to Kashmir and Manipur and using Kashmir instead of Jammu and Kashmir.
The world's largest democracy continues to be a healthy, vibrant and pluralistic society. Unfounded and baseless comments in the update contrast jarringly with ground realities. Nothing illustrates this divergence more than the passing reference to Jammu and Kashmir, erroneously referred to as Kashmir, ironically, in a year that stood out for that region's improving peace and inclusive progress, be it the large turnout provincial elections, the booming tourism or the rapid development pace.
Turk's update covered various global conflicts, including Ukraine and Gaza, but did not mention Pakistan. U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended military aid to Ukraine. A White House official reportedly told media that President Trump has been clear that U.S. is focused on peace and needs its partners to be committed to that goal as well. According to reports, the official said U.S. is pausing and reviewing aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The move comes just days after a stunning public spat between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump and his deputy at the White House. President Donald Trump has confirmed the tariffs on Canadian and Mexican products will be implemented as planned. He told reporters at the White House yesterday that 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start today. Trump also stated that there was no room left for Mexico or Canada regarding trade negotiations. Initially, the tariffs were supposed to take effect last month until the U.S. agreed to a one-month delay for Canada and Mexico, pulling its North American neighbors back from the brink of a potentially damaging trade war. All three countries have already said that they will retaliate against the U.S. in response to the tariffs, raising the prospect of a widening trade war. The IMD has forecast fairly widespread to widespread rainfall or snowfall over western Himalayan region today. Fairly widespread to widespread rainfall or snowfall accompanied by isolated thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.